You're listening to Real World News. Human rights.
Honduras, peasants of Aguan face criminal repression. Interview with Wilfredo Paz Reyes. Over 100 arrest warrants were issued against peasants, besides the excessive military and paramilitary presence and the death of over 5 civilians is a situation that the Aguan region is undergoing in Honduras in a government crackdown to evict peasants who recovered their lands from large estate owners. Tuesday the 6th is a date set by Porfirio Lobo's administration for the military intervention of the area. He said he would not hesitate to use all the power force of the Honduran army. But the peasants of the Unified Peasant Movement of Aguan answered to the threats with action. They occupied another 700 hectares of land on Tuesday, while they are exposing the repression and the death toll resulting from it to the international community. Wilfredo Paz Reyes, leader of the Unified Peasant Movement and the National Front of Popular Resistance, told Real World Radio in a phone interview, quote, "There is huge psychological pressure on the brothers and sisters from different groups. The situation is terrible." The process of recovery of lands comprises 17 families against half a dozen estate owners. In this scenario, the people would rather die in their lands than give them away. In fact, we have lost 5 fellow peasants in the military and paramilitary crackdown, but nobody surrenders here, said Wilfredo. The coming hours are crucial, and several organizations have already warned about an impending confrontation. The police and the army of Colón are operating with vehicles from businessmen who own lands, armed with AK-47s, wearing ski masks, and they carry out daily operations with the paramilitary against the movement, says the communique of the organization that was disseminated worldwide. The incidents that marked the continuous repression after June's coup d'etat by Roberto Micheletti against ousted Manuel Zelaya's government reached the highest spheres of government, such as the recent appointment of the operative chief of Micheletti's dictatorship, General Vasquez Velasquez, as the national head of communications. It is a totally legitimate government they have imposed by force on the Honduran people. The National Front of Popular Resistance repeated its call for solidarity with the struggles we are undertaking because we have not given up on the National Constituent Assembly to change the direction of the country, Wilfredo told Real World Radio.
You're listening to Real World News.